Welcome once again to Show Me What You Got, and you're still kicking it with your boy Diola D. Brown. And right about now, we have an international cricket player in the building. Of course, this guy's been in Darwin recently, playing for the Nightcliffe Cricket Club, originally from Perth, plays for the Perth Cricket Club up there, and has also played in the United Kingdom in one of the cricket leagues over there. And now he's here doing his thing for Nightcliffe up in Darwin. Joel Curtis, welcome to the program, man. What's going on?
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, man. Now, real quick, just tell us real quick a little bit about yourself, man. You've been playing cricket for a while now. You've been doing it at a high level. You know, tell us about, you know, your time passed in cricket and what got you into the sport.
Yeah, so it's sort of, I guess, an Australian sort of culture, cricket and Aussie rules footy. But ever since a kid, I could just remember myself playing in the backyard with my brother. He was a big cricketer as well. So I was always just that annoying little kid in the backyard asking him to come play with me.
And right.
So it started from a young age like that, and just following in his footsteps most of the time, just wanted to play with him and be like him. And so he was a big role model, and then just always watching it on the TV, just fell in love with the game. And it's been a hobby ever since I could walk, basically. So yeah, it's been a long journey, and it's created a lot of opportunity for myself, and traveling to the UK and coming to Darwin. And just it's a great sport because it teaches you so much about life as well, because you got to meet all these new people, you're seeing how other people go about it and where they've come from, and there's a lot of things out of your control that while you're playing that you have to be able to control your emotions and the mindset
right.
part of the game. So
right.
yeah, it's been a good journey, and
awesome. A lot of mental strength involved with cricket. Of course, it's a sport that I've taken a bit of a liking to recently, especially being in Australia here, you know, because it's one of the biggest sports out here. Now tell us about your time in the UK. You know, that was quite a remarkable time for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. To leave the old Perth, which is the most isolated city in the world.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, so to leave there, leave your family and friends and go to a whole completely different environment in right. the UK with all the Poms over there.
It's right.
yeah, being out of your comfort zone was, yeah, really big for me. And just like having the pressure of being like an overseas player and having to perform for your club, like adding that like mental strength you need and all the pressure. So being able to deal with that was really important, and for me growing as a cricketer, and it's definitely helped me like coming back to Perth and playing. And yeah, it was a great opportunity to play over there.
Yeah, it's funny you say playing there as an international player, because you do have a British passport, don't you? And you know, what did it feel like for you playing there? You know, did it feel like home, or of course Australia is home for you?
Yeah, I do have an English passport, but I'll still, because of my Aussie accent, they still just
right.
see you as the Aussie guy.
Aussie.
So, yeah, it was, I did enjoy, like, I like the whole history of England, like, it's got really good history, but it's pretty different to Perth and Australia, I guess, with all the beaches and the weather. But no, it was a lovely place. I liked it.
Yeah. And now you came back all the way from, of course, you should be in the UK right now, but of course, because of the devastating COVID situation that has been gripping the whole world, you've decided to come to the safest place in the world right now, which is Darwin, Australia, of course. You know, shout out to all my beautiful Darwin people out there. And you're playing up here for Nightcliffe Cricket Club. Now, what has that experience been like, and what's the team looking like right now?
Yeah, so I came up here in April to play in Darwin, as the rest of Australia is in winter. It's all cold and raining, so obviously you can't play cricket. So yeah, it's been really good. The sun, the weather's perfect, so it's perfect conditions for cricket.
Yeah.
But yeah, playing for Nightcliffe Cricket Club, great sporting community, Nightcliffe, so I fitted in really well. Everyone's really welcoming, but yeah, it's been good. We have a young team, so we're always learning a lot every week, and we've gelled really good as a team as well, which has been the best part, because I think gelling as a team has been really important and having success. But yeah, we've won a few games, but it's been good getting to know the guys from other states and all the Darwin locals, and yeah, we've gelled really good as a team.
That's beautiful. And of course, there's this big thing happening up in Darwin right now called the 365 Circuit Competition. You know, what's that about? And are you part of that?
Yeah, so there's 30 cricketers from all around Australia that have come to play with professional contracts and
amazing.
High level cricketers. So basically, and then 30 Darwin locals as well that play in Darwin. We've all been put into four teams, and there's training during the week, and then we play games on the weekend as well. And it's just a competition for cricketers all around Australia to come together and express their cricket and play with players that are professional, so everyone's learning a lot off them. Yeah, it's just it's a good competition to be able to just play more cricket while everyone's in winter. And it's good for Darwin cricket as well, because a lot of professional players coming from other states in Australia are really bringing like good professionalism to the Darwin competition as well.
Yeah, beautiful. And of course, I got to ask you, and this is your young, very, very interesting career so far. What has been the most remarkable or most memorable point you've had so far?
Individually?
Well, give me one of each, one individual and one team-wise.
Individually, I think it was definitely going to play cricket in England.
Right.
That was an awesome experience. And then obviously team-wise, it's definitely been last year in Perth, we had an amazing team and we played some amazing games where we like were just like completely behind and bowlers have just like taken five wickets in no runs and we've come from nowhere and won a game. And yeah, just like, and then just enjoying it after the game, like how the hell did we do that? Just that team, that team connection you have with everyone. And yeah, it's good.
That's amazing. And interestingly, apart from playing cricket at a high level and being a great star of what you do, you know, you're also a personal trainer and you have a podcast. You know, what's your podcast about real quick?
Yeah, so it's similar to this. I'm basically, interviewing people that have played high level sport or someone that's really invested into their health and like nutrition, mindset, personal development, a lot of topics like that. And people just like, have like good things to share.
Amazing.
I'm a personal trainer as well. So just trying to help as many people as I can with, especially on social media, just posting like content that can help people. And,
So give us three bomb tips right now on a fitness circuit or a fitness journey that can be very helpful to people out there.
Well, I think we see during COVID, like all the exercise paths, especially in Darwin during this lockdown, they've doubled. Like everyone's been exercising more. So the more consistent people can exercise and get moving throughout the day, the healthier they'll be. And then I think the most important part is sleep and nutrition. So just making sure we're getting quality sleep and then nutrition, just eating as many whole foods as we can and trying to limit the amount of processed foods as we're what we're doing throughout the day, because we might not see the effects of it now, but when we're 50-60 years old, it's gonna play a part in how the quality of our life when we're older.
Right, that's very, very invaluable advice right there, people. Diet and do the right thing by your sleep. You got to rest that body. You know, interestingly, over the COVID break, I've been working out at the Spartan gym down at the East Point using those jungle bars to work out. Man, it's a different type of workout, I tell you. So make sure you come out, be active, and stay in shape. Now, real quick, how do people find your podcast or how do they find you on socials?
So my Instagram is all lowercase is Joel Curtis PT. And then my podcast is called Twisting Wires. And you can find that on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Amazing. Twisting Wires, of course, Joel Curtis. Real quick, thank you for coming on the program, Joel. But before we let you go, this is our 30-second Gold Mine segment where you have 30 seconds to give the most valuable form of advice you can to a younger you or to anyone out there who wants to take up a sport or just chase their dreams.
Yeah, my advice would be to just follow what you enjoy and try not to worry about, think about other people's opinions and just follow what you love doing. No matter what you want to do, just if you love it, you'll find ways to earn money in it. You'll find ways to make it professionally and it's what you enjoy doing the most when you're older as well. So just following what you love and trusting yourself.
Amazing words. Follow what you love. Trust yourself. Don't listen to the opinions of sheep out there. All right, and chase your dreams. Incredible words from Joel Curtis, international cricket player. Thank you for coming on the show, Joel.
Cheers, Diolo. Thanks for having me.
Joel Curtis, right there, international cricketer currently playing for Nightcliff Cricket Club, has done it all around the world, played for Perth, played in the UK, and now repping Darwin high and mighty. For more on that chat and many interesting others, be sure to jump onto territoryfm.com/podcast to listen to that and many others. Stay right there because we'll be right back.